Rhode Island Hospital is accepting stroke patients again, and ambulances are no longer being diverted to other hospital emergency rooms. Those restrictions were imposed by the state health department during the first day of the strike, Monday. Rhode Island Hospital President Margaret Van Bree says the hospital is running at about 75 to 85% capacity.
We always would prefer that our nurses were there taking care of our patients. In the meantime, we are doing everything we can and feel very confident about the quality of care provided at Rhode Island Hospital and Hasbro Children's Hospital.
Other local hospitals are feeling the effects of the strike. State health officials say two other local hospitals briefly stopped accepting ambulances due to crowding. At Roger Williams Hospital in Providence, ambulances were diverted for 3.5 hours. Landmark Medical Center in Woonsocket diverted ambulances for just under an hour. Lynn Arditti, Rhode Island Public Radio.